it's getting harder and harder to get the original of things when so much comes on the internet or on radio or on television and then is quoted in a different form, and you've got no original to go back to. And you know, the authentication of exactly the words in which something was said is very, very difficult. Sometimes we haven't been able to do it, and sometimes you do have to say, well, we don't know, or, you know, we attribute, we think. Because one of the things that is a factor of quotations you've got to accept is that people like to attach a quotation to a famous person, even though that person never said it, because it makes their story better. I mean, if it's Mr. Jones down the road just said, it's not really newsworthy. But if you say Winston Churchill said, then it suddenly becomes a quotation. And a lot of the quotations that are attributed to great men were never actually said by them. And of course, there's the other one, which is the ones that are written by their speechwriters. I mean, this probably never happened a lot in the 19th century, say. I wouldn't have thought that Lincoln or Lloyd George were dependent on speechwriters, but now they're everywhere, and it's and in theory you ought to credit the speechwriter, but of course you don't, because in the first place nobody'd know who they were, and in the second place, if you look it up, you always look it up under the person who said it, not the person who wrote it, and it wouldn't be helpful if it was under some unknown name.